Blog Talk Radio. God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I
to Christ, who is the head of my life. Amen. To my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, the prophets, the deacons, mothers, youth, to the intercessors, to the men, ADM Frontline, members, families, and friends. Good morning. Good morning to our international partners. United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. You see, it was God that touched us with his fear of love this morning, woke us up, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. You see, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is jointly and fitly into place on this morning. So, as we come before the throne of God on this morning, giving him the thanks, giving him the praise, giving him the honor for all of his mighty acts that he performs for us each and every day, we thank him for this new day's journey to be in the land of the living one more time. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God. We thank God for this morning, for being here. We didn't have to be here. Oh, but he saw fit, praise God, to keep us here one more time in the land of the living, to give him the praise, to give him the honor, to give him the glory, to worship him, and to magnify his holy name. Oh, glory be to God. And to spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ to a dying world on today. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. What a wonderful, magnificent, holy God that you are. And we say thank you, Lord God, on today, for everything, for our lives, for our strength, for our health, for our families, for our marriages, for everything, Lord God, for our jobs. Glory be to God. For our businesses. Glory be to God. For the help and love and unselfishness that you allow us to have, Lord God, to help somebody else on today. So move by your power this morning. Move by your might this morning upon your people, Lord God. For this is the day that you have made. And we thank you. And we praise you even on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God, God, touch your people on today. Touch them with that finger of love, Lord God. Recondition their hearts. Recondition their minds. Recondition their thought process in the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Father God, send down your Holy Spirit over the earth right now. Touch everybody, Lord God, internationally, nationally, and locally in the name of Jesus. Go into the airwaves, telephones, internets. Saturate these lines, Father God. Oh, glory be to God. with your love, with your grace, with your mercy. Do it on this morning, Lord God, on this fabulous Friday morning. Oh, glory be to God. And what a beautiful morning it is to be in the land of the living, to give your name the praise. Father, we thank you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we honor you. And we thank you for everything on today. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, have your way on today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we just want to thank you this morning because of who you are. Glory be to God. Because we know, Lord God, nothing is too hard for you. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, as you stir us up this morning in the name of Jesus, stir up the atmosphere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God, touch every spiritual leader in every church, Lord God, and all of your people. Do it on today. Lord God, we need you on today. This world, Lord God, is in such a terrible way. And these people, Lord God, Lord, they need you, Lord. They need your son. They need his love. They need his grace and mercy, Lord God. So send it down, Lord God. Send it down. Send it down. Overshadow and overtake the minds and hearts, men, women, and children on today, Lord God. Do it on today. Oh, glory be to God. Father, we can't do it without you. In the name of Jesus, touch nations. In the name of Jesus, touch towns and cities. In the name of Jesus, internationally, locally, in the name of Jesus, Father God, even touch our men and women in uniform, Lord God, serving overseas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that you are Lord and you are God and you are protector. You are the wheel in the middle of their wheel. You're the bright and morning star in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch their families that sent such a sacrifice. Oh, Lord God, on today, Lord Jesus, move right now. Oh, glory be to God. Touch each and every one of them, Lord God, the husbands, the wives, the children, in the name of Jesus. And God, have your way. Have your way, Lord God, as they go out through this day, Lord God. Give them strength. Give them love in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. Now, Lord God, we ask that you touch, Lord God, oh, in the name of Jesus. Every city, Lord God, here in the U.S., Lord God, where crime is rampant, Lord God, we pray against that crime. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we pray against everything, Lord God, like is not of you. Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, oh God, we pray against it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you turn the people around, oh glory. Turn them around, Lord God. Do it right now. Turn their minds. Turn their hearts. Turn their thought process. Turn them around, Lord God, that they will not sin against you, oh God. That they will come at the altar, lay down their lives for Jesus Christ, and take up their cross, oh glory be to God, and follow Jesus on today. The prostitutes, Lord God, the filths, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The drug addicts, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The robbers, the stealers, the killers, Lord God, do it on today, Lord God. Give them a turn of heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said to ask, Lord God. So we're asking, Lord God, that one will put 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, right now, we ask that you put all of these devils and enemies to flight against your people, Lord God, on today in the name of Jesus. Sexual predators, children predators, Lord God, in the schools, Lord God, in the colleges, Lord God. Have your way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, against Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Human trafficking, Lord God, on today, Lord God. On today, Lord God, we cut it at the root, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move by your power, O God. Move by your might right now, Lord God, in every area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, move it right now in our government, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, do it today. Do it today, Lord God. Clean up the system, O God. Clean up the people, Lord God. We need cleaning up, Lord God. And we need being kept, Lord God. Help us to be kept, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As the mother prayed, O God, bam on somebody's door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That don't know Jesus in the pardoning of their sins. Do it on today, Lord God. Do it on today, Lord God. For tomorrow is not promised. It's not promised, Lord God. Oh, no. No, no, no. Father God, let them see. Let them understand, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. That's what's coming, Lord God. Whether good or bad, it's going to be eternal. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, help them to see where they're going to make their home in these last and evil days. Oh, Father God, we ask that you have your way. We ask that you move them, shake them right now in the name of Jesus. Shake that atmosphere around them. Don't let them sleep, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them be comfortable, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, till they pick up that cross, Lord God, and follow after you in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for me. I pray for me and Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, save, deliver, set free, in the name of Jesus. Put them back where they need to be, Lord God, the head, not the tail, in the name of Jesus. On today, Lord God, move on them, O God. We need mighty men of valor, in the name of Jesus, in these lasting evil days. Don't let them be lost, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, do it right now. Work on their hearts. Work on their minds. Work on their thought process right now. In the name of Jesus. God, have your way. God, have your way. Oh, God, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for the day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit right now. It's coming in the midst, Lord God, of corporate prayer to fix everything, Lord God, that needs to be fixed. Lord God, to save, deliver, and set free on today, that we, your people, will follow you because we are peculiar. So help us, Lord, on today through your Holy Spirit. Move, Holy Spirit, right now. In the name of Jesus, Sarabasa. Move right now on your people, glory. Halirobo, stand up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord God, and touch, Lord God, especially the people of the household of faith. Lord God, do it on today. Do it on today, Lord God, as we follow you and follow Christ. Keep us, Lord God. Keep us in the center of your will, in the name of Jesus. Keep us, Lord God, in position, in the name of Jesus. Keep us into alignment, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Align our hearts, align our minds with you, oh, Father God, from your word, oh, God, and your Holy Spirit that comes to teach and to correct and to reprove, and to heal, and to bless. Oh, right now, Lord God, send forth everything, Lord God, on your people on today. The things that we need, Lord God, oh, glory, Holy Spirit, to sustain us on today, in Jesus' name. So have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, on today. Fix what needs to be fixed. Oh, glory be to God. Pour out your anointing on what needs to be anointed in the name of Jesus. Do it right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, and we'll forever give your name the praise. We'll forever give your name the honor and the glory, Holy Spirit, because you came to see about us, because you came. Oh, glory be to God that the Father sent you through the Son to bless us, to lead us, to teach us, to guide us, to protect us, Holy Spirit of the living God, on today. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we thank you on today. Have your holy way on today. Thank you, Lord. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, from whom all blessings flow. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we say hallelujah and the highest praise unto you, Lord Jesus, on today. Bless that mighty name of Jesus, because, Lord, no other name we know than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ on this morning. So we thank you and we praise you even now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Amen. Praise God. Well, saints, today is a fabulous Friday, end of the week. The Lord has brought you through another week. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He shot his hand upon you and the thing that you do to bring you to this point once again. Hallelujah. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor and the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. On today, let's not forget the family prayer. For Jesus is going to meet you there. And when we gather at the altar, don't forget the family prayer. Praise God. Amen. Well, amen. I got a little nugget for this morning, amen. And praise God, I'll be coming out of Matthew, the 26th chapter, starting at the 48th verse. Matthew, the 26th chapter, beginning at the 48th verse. And the scripture reads as such. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast, my Lord. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. Amen. Amen. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Amen. 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 Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? Amen. Praise God. And if I had a little title subject, it would be Beware of the Kiss That Betray. Amen. Beware of the kiss that betray. Amen. See, the word says sometimes, you know, it's not strangers, amen, that are dangerous to us, but sometimes family and friends as well. Amen. Giving you that kiss. Amen. Telling you that I love you. Amen. With the dagger up their arm sleeve or behind their back. Amen. Beware of that kiss. Amen. Of the enemy to make things look so shiny and so new that the grass is greener on the other side. But in the end analysis, the enemy is going to set you up for failure or to fall. But God did not set us up for failure because he gave us all power. Praise be to God. And he said that every command, every principle, every precept is ours on today. Beware of the kiss. Amen. On today. Beware. Amen. And God said he will fight our battles, but we are to lean on him in his everlasting arms. Oh, glory be to be. Glory be to be. God, oh God, is our battle axe. Oh, yes, he is. He's our battle axe, and he will fight every battle that you have when you trust in him. Praise God. So don't take that kiss, amen, and you know it's not right. Amen, amen. Because all the enemy wants to do is drag you down, down back in the pit. God, praise God, has delivered you out of that bottomless pit, and you don't need to go back. For the Bible says, put not your hand to the plow and look back. Amen. Because what happened yesterday is gone. Amen. So we are to look forward to the high calling of Jesus Christ. Amen. We ought to watch and we ought to pray. Amen. Amen. And we ought to keep it holy each and every day. Praise God. Now the word of God tells us to greet one another with a holy kiss. Amen. But that one that came to betray Jesus, that was not a holy kiss. That was a kiss of betrayal. Amen. There's so much betrayal going out in the world today. Amen. Knowing who and not to trust, that's why it's so important, saints, praise God, that you be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, that you will be able to discern, amen, praise God, those that want to come to you and give you a kiss that's detrimental, that's not holy, praise God, amen. God said he'll take care of us. God said he'll protect us. God said he'll fight our battles for us on today. Will you let him fight your battle? Will you do it on today? Let God do it on today. Don't let the enemy come on you unaware. Praise God. But see, Jesus had to fulfill the mission. Because had he not fulfilled the mission, where would we be on today? Praise God. Where would we be if he didn't hang there on that cross as a sacrifice for each and every one of us on today? Where would we be? But Jesus paid it all. Oh, yes, he did. And you know, the ransom was so high that he knew he had to give his life. Praise God. But then he knew that once he gave his life, pick it up again. Oh, glory be to God. And when he picked it up again, hallelujah, the price would be paid for every one of us today. The devil is a lie, and the father of all lies. And he does not want to hear the truth of God. Praise God. But hell has enlarged itself and is already prepared for him and his angels. And for those, praise God, that wants to come with that detrimental kiss and will not pick up their cross and follow after Christ. On today, will you pick up your cross? On today, when you picked up your cross, will you receive the Lord, Holy Spirit, amen, warn you, to show you, to teach you, to protect you of those kisses that don't mean you any good? On today, take up your cross, follow after Christ. Don't forget your prayer. Pray and watch and fast, that you grow in strength in the Holy Spirit. Amen. And to keep you rooted and grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ. On today, give Christ your all. Praise God. Give it to him. And when you do kiss someone, ensure that that is a holy kiss. For the Bible instructs us, when we greet one another, we should do it with a holy kiss. Amen and amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you on this fabulous Friday morning. Praise be to God. Amen. Amen. And when you go out, tell somebody about the good news of Jesus Christ on today. And greet your brothers and sisters with that holy kiss. Amen. Tell somebody today that God loves them, and so do you. And don't forget the family prayer. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. Invite somebody to church on Sunday. Praise be to God. And we'll see you again Monday evening at 7 p.m. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.